Time now for KRWG StoryCorps. I'm Edmundo Resendez. When StoryCorps visited Mesilla and El Paso in February, StoryCorps recorded conversations between loved ones from our communities. Each Wednesday morning at 8:49 and at 5:48 in the afternoon, we will bring you these stories. Today, we meet Robert Egan as he talks with his wife, Pamela Egan, about how they met, fell in love, and what makes their marriage work.
My mom was, she loved to laugh.
She was hysterical.
She loved to laugh. And my uncles were all the same.
Everybody in your family.
They loved to make people laugh. They would just, it was in their blood, in their gene to make people laugh.
Do you know that's one of the things that made me fall in love with you was how funny you were?
Wow. Yeah, I didn't know that.
Well, so when we met, you said the first time we met, you knew that you were going to marry me. I didn't think the same thing, but when you saw me, you said, I'm going to marry her. So tell me about that. Tell me why you thought that and what you saw and what, you know, made you think that.
There was something special about that. You know, I dated a lot of girls, but I never dated them for a long time. But the night I saw you, my heart just fell. There's something about love, you know, when it hits a person, it hits them. And when I saw you out there dancing, because I didn't know how to dance. But when I saw you out there on the dance floor, I just knew something was there. In fact, you knew. I'd tell you the story about how I had to coax other guys to split you up.
Right, because I was dancing with my sister, because no guys were asking us to dance. So I was dancing with my sister. And what you told me was you were trying to find a guy to dance with her so you could split us up and dance with me.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened. And I just knew. There was something about that. My heart just fell.
So is that love at first sight?
That was love at first sight. That was true love at first sight. And
here we are.
Here we are, 26 years later. It's 28 years old later. We've dated for 2 years.
That's right.
Well, did you actually dance?
Yep.
We did. And then he wanted my phone number, and what did I do?
She gave me her dad's phone number.
In New York. We were in Utah.
She wrote it on one of those coasters, and I still got that coaster after 28 years. I still have it.
I said you had to call my dad and ask him, because I didn't have the love at first sight.
Nope, she didn't.
I was playing hard to get.
Yeah, but the harder you played, the harder I tried.
And here we are.
Yeah.
All right.
Can I ask just what was your impression?
Well, when I saw him, I was dancing with my sister, and I see him over in the corner smiling at me and just nodding his head, and I just fell in love with his smile. I thought he was real handsome, and that big smile of his, and I just, you know, that caught my eye. But my heart didn't sink. I was just out of a relationship, so I was on kind of like, I don't like men right now. So I was a little bit standoffish, I think. But he was such a gentleman. You know, we went out, and he brought me flowers and a bottle of wine on our first date and opened doors for me. I mean, that didn't happen too often. You know, this is the late 80s, mid to late 80s.
Mm-hmm, he's 83.
Yeah,
mid-80s. January 18th,
he'll tell you the date, and I don't know any of that stuff. He still has the coaster. I barely remember anything. Okay, so we've gone through a lot in our marriage. We have gone through a lot. We almost didn't make it.
We almost didn't.
But then we turned it around. And here we are, we're prevailing, 26 years. So what do you find you love the most about our marriage?
I love your humor, your intelligence, your caring. I love the beautiful kids that you've had with me. I like the challenges sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I really enjoy the quiet moments in front of the fire. I mean, I'm not a talker, but just being there with you and feeling your friendship. I love coming to you and just talking about maybe what's going on inside of me.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen.
Mm-hmm.
And you listen. I think that's the biggest thing, is you listen to what's going on. You're there for me. That's what I love, the friendship.
And what do you like the least?
My addition.
Building the addition on the house. Not budget night when we have to sit down and work the budget. Not the budget meeting.
The budget's not the bad.
Family budget. So the addition is the worst? You said you could do it.
Yep.
You told me you'd do it.
And it's
and I asked
done.
You again, you said you could do it. And I asked you again, and you said you could do it.
Yeah. It's
so
getting
talk
done.
To the...
It's getting done.
It'll get done.
I think the...
We're going on 5 years
for
the addition.
I think the worst thing about the marriage is the challenges of the children. You know, they grow up and...
They're all teenagers, all the teenager years.
And I'm sure my mom and dad said the same thing.
Yep. I mean, that's classic. It's teenagers.
They know everything.
Yeah. And we're just dinosaurs.
But we just keep
them. We know
loving
nothing.
Them.
Yeah.
We just
exactly.
keep them.
How many kids?
Loving no matter. We have three kids.
We have three?
Yeah. Three kids. Two boys and a girl. And the oldest is 20. And the second boy is 17, soon to be 18 in the summer. And our daughter is going to be 14 next month. 15. 15. Oh, my goodness. So, and they are. They're wonderful. I mean, we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, we are.
They like us.
Yeah. Yep, they like us.
They still hug
they
us.
They hang out with us,
and they like us. And as long as, until we ruffle their feathers, and then we're the enemy.
That was, I think that's one of the secrets, whereas my wife stayed home for 4 years with them.
I tried to.
And I homeschooled them here and there. And
tried to,
I think that's where the bond came.
What advice would you give to young couples getting married today?
I know yourself. Know who you are. Before you get in a relationship, be happy who you are and really know who you are. Don't try to find somebody else to make you happy. Happiness comes first, and then you'll find somebody to share it with.
Robert Egan and his wife, Pamela Egan, from a conversation recorded in Mesilla. You can hear this story and other local StoryCorps interviews online at krwg.org in the radio tab under StoryCorps. For KRWG, I'm Edmundo Resendez.